change the weather. Yeah, I'm feeling heat in December when you found me. I've been dancing on top of cars and stumbling out of bars. I follow you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
Hello?
Hello?
Anyone
Hello.
There?
Hello? Is this working? Yo, get your mic on.
Welcome to the A3 Podcast.
Get the mic on ya.
3:15 on the dot.
We can go home and get our stuff and go.
Have you listened to the new one, the cool song? But I don't think it was that good.
What, Jonas Brothers?
What?
I wish we went to Penn State and they went to more like they did.
Right?
That would have been so much fun.
Yeah, me either.
Could people that are like, not from Penn State go to that?
I don't know. I would have been down. Whoever was in there, it was a surprise and nobody else could get in.
I'm sure it wasn't a surprise.
No way.
But I don't know if I was 21 yet, so.
Now you are, though. How about that?
Now I am. So
out of the 20-year-old club, into the,
now you're still
the big boy club.
Yeah.
Your hands are really
I'm
cold.
Too old now.
Why are your hands this old?
Lots of Cokes and Sprites now. Yeah, it'll be nice when you can go to the store and actually like buy Cokes and Sprites. And you
oh,
have
yeah.
Have
I've been there, yeah. Well, I've been there once, but they didn't accept because my license, it was on my birthday and my license was expired. So,
oh, you have to get a new license.
Yeah, so I just got the temporary one, like the paper one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have that and my license so I can show them both, like the ID, like the picture of me and the that. And I also have my passport now that's in the mail I'm going to get after this podcast.
Carry your passport around in the board.
I'm going to flip it out.
Sir, yeah. I'm official.
That's what the Finnish girl from the basketball team.
Yeah,
does.
I guess I could use this. I can use the
G-Law,
passport card.
G-Law, one of the last times we were there, asked her to whip out her passport.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
she whipped it out.
So.
I didn't want to pay for a book because it was like twice as much.
Oh, I had the book. I'm going to flip it open.
Be like, yo, here, check it out.
I didn't know they made passport cards.
That gets me.
I actually didn't know that either.
That gets me to Canada, Mexico, and I think like the Caribbean.
Oh.
In the Caribbean?
No, remember when we go to Fort Lauderdale next spring, everyone needs their passport to fly.
Yo.
Unless you have a federal ID.
Caribbean and Bermuda. That's where it gets me.
I have my passport. I'm good.
Yeah, I got my card.
I gotta make sure mine's updated.
Everyone who went to Toronto should be good.
I don't know if mine's updated.
Expires January 21st, 2028.
I think it's this summer when they start. Whenever you fly, you have to have your passport. I think it's the summer that goes into effect. Unless you have the federal ID. I think only Joey has that, honestly, because, you know.
He has the.
I might have to get one. I don't know.
When I was standing in line to fly to Daytona at like 5:30 in the morning, I just thought about that law and I got really scared. Like, oh my God, I don't have my passport. So I talked to the guy next to me. And he's from IUP and he said, no, it doesn't go until June.
Well, even if it did, it doesn't take too long to get one. It's like a few weeks.
No, but then I wouldn't.
But he was at the airport.
I was at the airport.
That sucks.
In the security line.
He should have been like,
it doesn't take that long to get it.
No.
I mean, it just right there. Just comes.
Just let me an officer.
Do they take Hershey Park
Pretty
season passes?
Pretty please.
Do they take those?
Hershey Park season pass.
They take these. They should take these.
Goofy.
Goofy.
I don't know. I'm so hungry.
They take rewards cards. Oh, they take hotel keys?
I spent $80 at the grocery store.
Yo, I spent $65 getting an eye exam yesterday.
An eye exam?
Because I needed that for, like, my new license, apparently.
Yeah, an eye exam for your
apparently
license?
Through the DMV, right? You got to get an eye exam. I haven't had an eye exam. They asked me, when's the last time you had an eye exam? Like,
wait, so are you getting a Pennsylvania
maybe
license?
2 years ago? What?
Are you getting a Pennsylvania license?
No.
Then why were you at the DMV in PA?
My parents went to DMV in New York, but apparently to like update my license to get it like, you know, not expired anymore, you need to get an eye exam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So because I'm not in New York, so I went to the local Walmart here where they have like a vision center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just has to do the eye part. Because if your vision isn't good
enough.
So
I did that yesterday.
You might have to get glasses just for driving, because I know a few people that have those.
Well, yeah, I think, like, when I first got my license, I had to get glasses.
When's the last time you guys had an eye exam?
Yeah.
Me too. I was like, 2 years ago?
I don't think I
I think winter break actually.
I had one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys know like what they do and everything?
Yeah, when you like those read the tests letters and stuff.
Yeah, but I had like three machines I went to as well.
I got air sprayed.
Like you look at like a farm in one or something.
Yeah, yeah, like they put your chin on it and you put your face on it.
Did you get air
like,
sprayed in your eyes?
No, I didn't do. Is it the diluted things?
I think so. Yeah.
I didn't do the. I didn't dye like the eyes. I asked, is that required? And they were like, no, it's okay, because I was driving too. And I really wanted to put
it. When they dilate your eyes, it's only to literally look inside the eye and like look at the cornea.
Well, it said like it could last for like 4 to 6 hours afterwards. Yeah. And like, yeah, and nah, I don't need it.
You got big giant like bulky sunglasses.
Yeah, I was like, nah, it's okay.
When I went to the eye doctor a couple weeks ago because I had that infection, they put like yellow drops in my eye, so like everything could be seen clear. And I felt like I was nonstop crying. Like that was just constantly. That was annoying, but I hate eyes. Like I can barely put my contacts on in the morning.
Yeah, that was 65 yesterday. Apparently my right eye is a little messed up, but like
did your insurance not cover it?
No, because that was also a problem. I was like, I have my insurance card here and everything, and they looked it up, and apparently like Blue Cross Blue Shield like doesn't like.
Yo, I have that too.
Yeah,
nothing's covered by it.
Nothing's like it's
the cheapest. It's literally the cheapest insurance.
I don't know anything about it, but apparently it just doesn't cover like PA vision stuff.
I've had,
and I didn't know that. And I don't know. My parents didn't know that either. Yeah, I have the older one, but like the newer one, I had to like show my parents.
We had to buy every pair of glasses or contacts I've ever had out of pocket because it just does nothing's covered.
I don't think they don't cover vision.
Vision and dental are
vision
tricky.
Yeah, vision I don't know.
Dental are tricky.
I
just know vision.
I think I have dental, but vision, yeah. I know yesterday was a problem and they didn't take it. And I don't know. I was on the phone with my dad and everything, and they just didn't take it.
If you have either two, usually it's not a lot. Because I know like we have dental, but it's like only a certain amount. And
we even called the insurance company while I was waiting there, and they were like, yeah, sorry. I put in the address of like the Walmart University Boulevard and everything, and I get it. They didn't see it coming up. They gave me other locations that they would cover it in Pittsburgh, but I was like, I need this done now, and I'm here already, so like, I'm not gonna go because like I might go there and they might not have an appointment for me today.
Did Jocelyn drive you?
No, I just took her car. That was fun. I felt good driving by myself.
I was wondering whose car that
music.
Was.
Oh yeah,
I was like, whose car? Whose car?
I was playing Old Town Road.
No, I feel you. It's literally the worst insurance. Nothing's covered.
I don't know. I don't know what's good. I don't know.
It is better than
better
nothing.
It's better than nothing. I know it has health and everything, but like vision, I don't know. It
might just be your plan.
Plan.
I haven't had to do anything.
Yeah.
I have that too. But
he has it too.
I mean, my dad, through my dad's PNC.
Yeah, it's
whatever.
My dad's work.
So, I mean, it's probably different for everyone.
I mean, I'll mooch off until I'm, 25, 26, right? I think it's something like that. So you're dependent or you're independent?
25.
It's not like that.
I'm hungry.
Then, if I'm still with Mackenzie, I get the military insurance where everything's covered.
Oh.
The only reason I'm with her, then.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably get something up there like that if I'm still
with
the government.
The government. I mean, even with a teacher, I'll be a technically a government worker, so I get all my benefits.
Yeah, man. It'll be nice one day.
One day. Today is not that day, though.
Hmm.
I think.
Hmm. What?
Never mind. It's an appropriate story for honor.
Ooh.
I don't know, but that's what I did yesterday.
Ev, what's new with you?
I woke up at 1 o'clock today. That's about it.
Good job. I woke up the schedule at 9. That went well. I still haven't heard about my internship, like, for credit thing from those people. They take forever. So I scheduled, like, full amount of classes and
hope.
I only have 2 classes scheduled right now.
We'll figure it out.
What do you mean?
Figure it out. Wait, get some more classes.
I can't.
Yes,
like,
you can.
I have to wait for my department head permission.
Nope, just do it.
Because I hate, like, for us at least, prerequisite. You can't schedule for a class until you're officially done with the prereq. So, like, right now I'm in.
That might be
so
your
I
issue.
Can't schedule it.
What?
Remember you said you couldn't schedule that class?
The prereqs, I'm not in them right now.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, so, like, I have to get department head. I do it literally every semester, so.
Literally, I'm having the problem right now where I can't take the class, and my academic advisor's out of the office until Monday, and this person that Tim Jones just told me to email just emailed me back saying she's out of the office right now. It's like, what do I do? Huh?
How many seats are left?
Nine.
Well, that's why I said go to the registrar. They should be able to help you.
How many other people do you think are trying to get in it still? I mean,
at this point, I don't think many.
Yeah. I mean, the three classes I still need, I'll literally be the only person in the class, so I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I might go to the registrar. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
I just got my two electives, and I'm done. I'll probably get them sometime this summer. Officially. Because they have to give me permission, then they have to be officially open so I can take them. But, you know, love scheduling.
Oh, God. I don't know. Annoying. It's so annoying, because I think I met with my guy on Friday, and I think I realize right now that we made, a conflict in the times in two of the classes, and I guess we didn't realize it, and like now I just saw it and I was like, I had to fix it, and like now my one's online. I don't know.
It's always a pain.
Now I got this class I gotta deal with.
How many classes?
It's six and then five.
I'm gonna take
six next semester and then five.
Last semester. Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Take five and then three, but I'll have to take some other random one to be full time.
That's what I'm doing right now.
So I'll probably just bomb it or whatever.
Yeah, so I said yesterday, you can, if it's a pass fail, you can literally do whatever you want.
Actually, if it's really easy, I might try and do well in it to like kick off like a C plus I have in the Pennsylvania history.
Yeah. You only got C got C plus in that?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
What would you get?
I think I got a B. I didn't get a B plus. I know that. I got a B maybe. Maybe B minus. So, I mean, it's not that take much.
I'm fine with it, though.
Yeah. Micro and macro kind of screw me over on my major check sheet because they're both C pluses.
Really?
I don't know. C's get degrees.
C's get degrees.
I had a B in macro and a B plus in micro.
Though. Me and Trev were all and Ryan were struggling.
I thought about I might take just survey of economics if like they let me, even though it's like supposed to be easier. Even do that? Like, could I take college mathematics? Like, learn
probably
how to
not.
Add again?
Probably not.
I mean, if you haven't taken it, it's just this is how it's set for me. I went to sign up for Eating for Health. It's not on my check sheet. It says. It's like it came a problem. This course is not on your check sheet and may affect your graduation, but you may still take it, and then you have to just click submit with warning. So
I always wondered, like, if I took like a more advanced class already, like, would it let me take like an easier one
because you have to put the elective list. Because
I skipped right over like all the other maths, right to like the hardest one that we had to take in like the business, which was like a really easy calculus.
It was math 2040. Yeah, it wasn't anything.
I mean,
it was
easy. If you haven't taken it, maybe.
I mean,
it wouldn't hurt that.
My guess is no, but I don't know.
I'm just gonna try and register next spring for it, and if it lets me, it lets me, and if not, I'll just pick some else random and. You know, bomb it. I mean, it just sucks that I have to do it to be a full-time student and take the seat away from someone else. But, like...
Like, I'd be so happy with not having to take, like, with only taking three classes. But you have to take it. It sucks. Yeah. Like, I don't want to take a random class.
If I have to take something stupid, I'll probably just go up to the professor. Listen, you just fail me now, but I'm doing this to get full-time student, like... If you want to open up the seat for someone else that might have to take this, like, go ahead. But, like...
You want to know what else also sucks? Being required to have an internship, but, like, not being paid for that internship and giving money to the school to take the internship.
Do you have to do it for credit?
I have to have an internship.
I think everybody has to have an internship.
I don't have to.
You don't have to?
I'm required to have an
internship. I'm doing it for set credit and... I'm also doing it for – it just fills in our, like, open electives.
I can't graduate
electives.
If I don't do an internship.
Yeah, student teaching, yeah.
It's filling in, like, our open elective spot. Like, instead of taking this photography and physics class, I could do three more credits of an internship. But, like, it's just kind of a struggle working 20 hours a week and fitting it between classes and stuff. Yeah. It's much easier to just do 10. And, like, I can even work more than 10. But I can just.
I hate it. Like I don't understand. Like, and I'm not gonna be getting paid for this internship, no, and I gotta pay money for the school to give me this internship.
You're paying $2,000 to do this, and then you're putting all the time and effort, and then.
Technically, if you're flat rate, you weren't paying any more, but like.
Yeah. But still, you're still paying.
You're paying the university, yeah. It's
but like if you're doing it over the summer and you're paying for credits, then you are paying per credit, and that's brutal. I don't know. I think Nate did that.
I'm doing it over the summer.
So you're doing, like, the credits over the summer?
So you're paying for the credits.
I'm doing a summer internship.
Yeah, you're paying for the credits, so it can be considered an internship, and then...
Yeah, that's when it really sucks. Is the
independent guy paying you?
No.
No, so then you're not getting paid anything.
Nope, so I'm literally just doing this.
You're losing money while getting experience.
Yes.
Yeah, that's brutal.
What else am I going to do?
You can't do anything else, yeah. Like, spring semester for me, I'm going to be working a full-time job, 40 hours a week. And I will be getting nothing.
Damn.
Yeah.
But I mean, you knew you were a student teach, though.
What? Yeah, I knew that. That's why I'll probably...
You know what? I just got an email the other day from Madison Square Garden about an internship, how I'm highly qualified and everything. They told me this in the email, then they denied me.
That's expected. That's they probably say to a lot of people. Yeah.
I don't know, but it's like it just annoyed me. Like, oh, I'm highly qualified and everything, and I have like the experience that you guys are looking for, but then you deny me.
You're highly qualified.
You're highly qualified.
Not as qualified,
thank you.
As these 10
people. We really considered you, but we denied you.
Did you think about doing the job Sam Anthony did at the NBA?
Yeah.
Did you apply?
No. Well,
Does
for
he
the
have
summertime.
A job lined up?
Does he have a job? Yeah, he has a job lined up. Not with the NBA though.
Oh.
I mean, I think he's trying for the NBA, too, but, like, right now he's, like, committed to, like, I think it's, like, the MLB and NHL network.
I mean.
Doing, like, analytics or something like that. Not
bad. No. Is it going to be, like, on screen or, like.
No, probably not on screen, no. I think it's, like, analytics and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'll see. It'll be, okay.
It's going to be behind the scenes. Stuff. But it's, like, MLB and NHL network.
The door, I guess.
I think it's in Secaucus in New Jersey.
That's cool, though.
Just stay with you. Sleep on your couch.
So, he'll be doing that. But, like, he told me about, like, a production assistant job that's, like, opening up with the NBA. So, like, maybe when I graduate, I can apply to that because, he knows a lot of the NBA guys. So, I can, like, start off with that.
I mean,
working with the NBA, so.
Yeah. You could use Sky Guy, too. He's going to work for the Rubber Ducks or whatever in Akron.
The Rubber Ducks.
Is that, like, a minor league team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a double A?
Nah. Low level league.
He probably doesn't pay well.
No, he's getting.
What's he doing there? Equipment manager?
He's getting minimum wage.
He was offered to be grounds crew or.
He's lucky he's getting paid. Honestly,
he's getting an off. An he's lucky. Job. I forget what marketing, maybe sports marketing, and he's getting Ohio minimum wage. I'm like, are you gonna be working full time? No, probably like 20, 30 hours. I'm like,
he's probably gonna have to get a second job. Honestly,
and he wants to go live with Hannah. Like, he's moving out after he graduates next December.
Good for him.
Yikes.
I mean, I would want to move out, but I'm going to wait a year, save the money.
It's not going to work out.
Still be with Aaron.
There's no reason for me to move out when I have the job opportunities in New York.
Yeah, no. You save up. Take the
train. You definitely can save up in New York. Everything costs so much there.
Yeah. I'm not moving out.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you for that.
It's going to be so brutal, like, moving back in, like, full-time, though. Like,
oh,
me?
Yeah. I would feel so, like, defeated. Like, I don't want to live at home full-time again.
Oh, it's going to be brutal. I'm only going to be able to do it for, like, a year. The good thing, though, my grandma's going to be there. She'll definitely do, like, all my laundry.
It's expensive where I'm at.
I know your mom's done, right? Doesn't she want to move?
She wants to move, but I don't think we're going to move.
No.
They've been saying that for years.
Move out of the city or just, like,
move out of New York?
But isn't it cheap? Like, is it still expensive to live, like, in Buffalo and, like, North
No, that's
North?
Different.
Buffalo's the same as
it's
here.
It's different.
Yeah. It's just, where, like, what's, like, the line? Like, where does it start getting, like, cheaper? Do you know?
Probably, like, outside Philly.
As you go upstate.
I don't know. Is it,
like,
how expensive is it for you to live, like,
bad.
Any?
It's, like, here.
Yeah.
It's probably, like above Staten Island.
City living.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the city and Long Island. That's what I know is expensive.
I wonder how New Jersey is.
New Jersey's
sure
cheaper.
Philly's a little bit inflated, I feel like.
Philly I have no idea about.
Philly for sure. Philly, maybe like, even like Camden or something, like Jersey City, which is probably up there.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a trash place. But
I mean, my neighbors, they've been out of college for like 2 or 3 years, and they still live at home, so.
every person I work with during the summer that's a teacher, it's like they're 29, 30, 28, 26, all of them still live at home.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people do
I'm so scared about that. I don't want to live at home when I'm 28 years old.
28's a lot, but... Hey, listen, man, you got to do what you got to do.
I understand that. Yeah.
If they have a job, then you know what? They're saving up. They're paying their loans. What's
I'm hoping a year. I'm hoping a year I can start, like, looking for stuff.
Yeah, really. I mean, Aaron will make a lot, too, with nursing. Like, they...
Yeah. Yeah, but she's got a couple... She's a sophomore right now, right?
She got a while, yeah.
Yeah, she got a year more than us.
Yeah, so...
I don't know. It's expensive out there.
I don't know, man. I'm okay with staying home 2 years, 3 years to save up and work at my job. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna cross that bridge when I get there.
I know I'll only be home for 3 months before I go to Thailand. Four months. And then I'm there for half a year. And then when I get back, who knows what will happen.
I'm scared.
So is it like confirmed that you're going to like Thailand?
Yeah. Damn. I officially applied next spring in a year. I'll probably be in the program right now next year.
What does your mom think about that?
She loves it.
Oh.
She loves the idea.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Hi.
I don't know. She's probably not crazy about me going halfway around the world for 6 months by myself out there. But, I mean, she's been to Thailand before. Thailand's a really nice, safe area, or safe country compared to, like, the places around there.
And Mackenzie's going military?
Yeah, she'll be in Texas or Virginia or Colorado or... anywhere, so who knows what will happen.
A state.
She'll be in a state.
Hopefully a state.
And then, like, there's the possibility that, like, I get home, I get a job wherever she is, we move out, I move out, I live there, and then she gets deployed, and I'm by myself out there for 9 months.
Ooh.
Like, so I'm not planning that far ahead. Yeah.
There and Thailand.
You know, she's going to be active for, like, 4 years out of school?
Yeah, she's active. Like, Josh is reserves, and he's... 6 years.
Yeah.
It's 6 years, yeah.
But then he's going wherever Allie goes. Like, Allie's going to medical school. So.
Yikes.
I know we said she's either going to Texas or Maryland. Like, either Texas because it's, like, cheaper out there and it's nicer, or Maryland to stay close. That's what he was saying. And then he'll just, like, he'll only have drills, like, once a month, which isn't bad. I mean, it's a good deal. And he'll get the work in pharmaceuticals, like, what he wants to do. He's got his foot in the door with his internship right now in Corey. But they'll be fine.
So funny that, like, every few days, like, Josh will go in the TIT group chat, like, and...
he'll be like, all right, everybody, we're doing this, this, and this.
Not even that. It's like someone said, like, B-dubs, where it's just, like, a random thing, like, oh, I'm kind of hungry, like, I'd go, or something like that. And Josh is like, when? What time? Like, I might be able to go.
And then we'll never see him.
No.
Or, like, when you're sitting at Garrett's and put, all right, everybody, we're carrying on Josh Way Wednesdays and going to play volleyball at 7, and no one answered.
Who's that? Josh did?
I think Josh said took a selfie and did that. I'll text him today and be like, we're going, we might, if we play sand volleyball later.
I don't think we'll go, because, like, everyone will be pregaming.
Oh, yay. Yeah, all right, yeah.
I probably can't go to Permane's.
I'm not going to Permane's. I don't think anyone is.
That you couldn't. I mean, you could, like, half an hour.
Nah, I gotta go,
like,
to my night class.
I promised Aaron Big Macs
that
for dinner.
That you guys had, like,
and I had the show afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, well.
What time are you done with the show?
10.
Oh, yeah, you're getting in the car and leaving.
That's what Pat said. I said, what time do you guys usually go to? And he's like, around 10.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
You better figure out a ride, too. We got our ride at the house locked down. Aaron's driving us 3, but you can't fit anyone else, really.
Oh, so I don't have a ride with you guys? Oh,
that's how we gotta do it now, because there's way too many of us to figure out a ride.
How's everyone else getting there?
There's like 12 of us now.
How's everyone else getting there?
Like, Bailey usually drives a few people on campus. Like, some people Uber. Yeah, like, everyone figures it out for themselves now.
It's like the Garretts have Hannah, you guys have Aaron, Tim, and all them have, like, Bailey.
And sometimes you guys.
And sometimes us, if you need us.
Not me.
Not us.
Well, you can take my car.
I could, but.
But. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's everyone for themselves. Once we got past, like.
Eight.
Like, once we had enough people to fill up G-Law's car, like, that was, like, enough. And that was, like, last semester. Now it's, like,
that was, like, November.
Yeah. Oh, it's brutal out there. Every man for themselves.
Yeah, really.
But then once we get there, it's, like, team effort.
I know on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, or Fridays, I'll only have a class at 2 o'clock next semester. So that would be really nice.
I have an 8 and a 9, and then a 4 o'clock.
That sucks.
I'm in both those 8 and 9s, too.
But the...
Oh, at least you can
the Lindsay said the professor doesn't really keep attendance, and it's the same professor for both classes, so, like, I might not go half the time.
Every Friday is a off day.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I'm going to try to go, but...
It also depends when what my student teaching schedule is. I'm thinking it's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays. But, so, I got screamed at the other day by an education administrator because you're not allowed, I told Ed this, when you're applying for student teaching, you're not allowed to independently reach out to the teachers, which no one told me that. I didn't know. So I reached out to this one guy, and we planned the student teach together, and I talked to the principal of the school, and he's all about it, and then I get called in yesterday, and I sit down, and she goes, Sam, I just want to talk to you about the process of student teaching, and I thought, crap, I'm in trouble. So then for 10 minutes, I got yelled at, how I can't do that.
They always gotta make it harder than it has to be. And you made it easier on everyone. That's all you did.
I don't understand. Like, no one told me. I thought I did what was right. I had everything planned out. I made it easier, but nope. Whatever. So now I'm just waiting until I get placed. Oh, we have a flag football game.
You still think you'll get placed with that guy, or?
No, I doubt it. I think she's pissed, and she'll do it out of spite. Which, the school is 30 minutes away. I only did it because I wanted to be with him. If I would have known this would happen, I would have put Moon as my number one choice so I could walk to school if I really wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a field experience there Friday. We had to be there at 8 o'clock. I left at 7:58, and I got there on time.
It's nice.
Super nice.
It's just so close.
It's so close and so easy. Like, if I sleep in, I can just quickly rush there. No, now I gotta drive a half hour for nothing.
What do you have pulled up, Brandon? It says International Cake Fight. Oh, Cake by the Ocean. Why does it say International Cake Fight?
I have no idea.
That's
part of video.
Stupid. Turn that off. Get that out of here.
That's interesting. Never.
What are we doing? Get that off.
Not on.
Get it off the screen.
Evan's mad.
Just what is going on?
Evan mad. Evan smash.
It's just what is happening?
Yo, more NHL playoffs tonight. It's gonna be so hard fighting between that and Game of Thrones.
Isles in 7.
Yeah, no.
Flyers in 8. Wait, Flyers didn't even make it.
Me and Ever going Sunday.
To the game?
If I get up.
How much were the tickets?
Doug wanted to go look at a house, so he gave them to me.
Oh.
I said, you're retarded. But also, I was like, didn't want to take them almost, because I knew we'd be out late Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
What time's the game?
Noon.
Oh.
Woo.
I don't know.
I texted Ev. I was like, can you do me a favor? If I'm not feeling well, can you drive?
Oh, man.
And he was,
I don't know.
That's a far.
I don't know.
Just go. How many tickets do you have?
2.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't know. It's going to be fun.
That's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a fun game, but like noon. Oh.
But like noon.
Noon sucks.
That's early.
So really got to leave at like.
It starts.
We need to get up at 11. So we get there. We got to like leave it actually a little after 11. And then, so we can get there. So you want to be there, like, 15 minutes ahead of time to, like...
Park and get settled.
Well, you want to park, like, a half hour ahead of time.
Well, I'm just, that's me. We have to get there
early. That sucks.
It'll be really fun, though. It's just...
Noon.
Yeah, my dad. He's going through this. Every year this time, he's like, oh, let's look at this house. Let's look at that house. And it's been, like, 3-4 years in a row where they've thought of moving. So annoying. What, Evan?
What?
Oh, God.
No. Should we do a commercial break, Brian?
Oh, yeah, let's go to that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
would just stand and stare. I'd like to make myself believe that planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, 'cause everything is never as it seems. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed, a disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. Yeah.
Everyone, welcome back. All right.
What's new?
Oh, God.
What's popping?
Yo, 4-day week next week. Keep thinking about that.
Wait, what?
We don't have Good Friday off.
Someone said
we have Friday off, I think. We don't have Monday off.
We have Friday off?
Yeah.
Is next week Easter?
Yes.
Weekend? I didn't think yes.
That makes sense then.
Yo.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense then.
I hope we do.
Yeah.
That means I'm not working.
Here?
Yeah. That's a good enough excuse for me to call. I was thinking about it, and I technically, like, I have enough free time where I could work a lot here.
Sorry.
But I don't want to. I'm done. I checked out mentally. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to work at Fox's.
Yo, are you really?
Probably.
I might need a job next year, too. So.
I literally can't take it anymore at the media center.
I don't really think I could take your job because, like.
It sucks.
It's
so easy, but it sucks.
Why does it suck?
Which is so annoying.
Oh.
Want to name names?
Want to name
Let's
names?
Let's hear the names.
No, don't name
Spill
names.
The beans.
No. Give us the list.
All right, I don't know. I don't know if I can take your job. I don't even know if I'm allowed. That's a media. I know Deloro, that used to be like his thing. Like,
I don't know. I have no idea.
You know what kind of bugged me today? I asked Alexa what the temperature was. She told me, and then she told me I have a good afternoon. Like, don't tell me what to do.
Isn't it supposed to be nice today? That's what I.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 70.
Have you not been outside?
It's 66.
You walked here.
See?
With sandals on. What do you think?
It's 66 here. That's
tomorrow's
nice.
Supposed to be 75. High of 75.
Yeah, thunderstorm.
I know.
72.
It's at the point now where it's like it's getting too warm. Where every time it is really warm, it's just gonna thunderstorm.
We didn't cut the grass.
Yeah, we really do.
Oh my God! Has anyone cut the grass yet?
I just think we should at least cut the front. I mean, I'll cut it this weekend or something. I'll take the first shift.
Has anyone cut it yet? Since it's no.
We need to go through and get all the sticks out of the lawn.
I get the whole summer, so I'm.
We were waiting until it actually was warm, and now that's like been like solidly warm.
I'll cut it first. I'll take the first shift.
Just do the front for now.
Let's not
worry about the back yet.
Yeah, I don't think
the back's the more right. It's
the
like
back's the
more.
Huge one.
The back's a giant.
You gotta cut it so it's not like too big, where it's like really annoying. Because once it gets too long and it starts clogging up the mower, it gets really rough. It's so much easier to just do it and get it done with.
Is it
like
bag?
Shorter.
Like, is it like a bag mower?
No.
Well, the thing is, we only have one mower now, because the other one doesn't work. I don't think.
No, the other
it
one
does.
Work.
The blade just messed up. Pat's getting a new blade.
Yeah, Platt. Or Platt. Yeah.
Plaid.
Yeah, Pat's mower. I don't know. His
blade
it's
was
weird.
So dull, it would just. It would clog.
I would try to pull it to start it. It wouldn't let me pull it for like half the time. And even if it did, it wouldn't, like, turn over.
Honestly, half that probably has to do with us letting it get too long.
It's probably
because it's not good for the mowers, how long we let it get.
I think, obviously, since they weren't new to that, kind of didn't help. But, sometimes we'd let it go a little too long.
We should just get a zero turn.
You paying?
You paying.
There you go.
I mean, even a walk behind me could probably get a cheap one for $100 or something. 18-inch or something, that'd be so much nicer.
Well, you can do that. I got mine for free, so.
Let's get the old school one with the blades on it. Just, like, you push it and just kind of, like, turns over. Like, literally just blades, that's it. No motor, no nothing.
I mean, would it bog up?
I don't know. That's for us to find out.
Can't believe we didn't make
it. I used to have one of those at the Kmart I worked at, like,
let's
for
just,
sale.
Can we just cut with, like, scissors?
You can.
You do you.
Yeah, we didn't make flag football because we only won one game, and that was by default.
Yeah?
Mm, yeah.
First game, we had 5 people.
I was one of them.
Second game, I don't know what happened. Third game, we just didn't go.
Second game, we got
done. I didn't go to any other games because, I don't know, we usually had, like, too many people as it is, so.
We didn't have enough this time. We had nowhere near enough. This is what we're doing now.
Those shark videos are the funniest things.
I like when we're doing it at the same volleyball.
Yeah.
That's me. and Conrad do each other at the gym now. We go, yeah.
Yeah. Yo, I'm excited. Big Macs for dinner. I'm so happy.
I saw that. I don't know.
What's the point?
Yo, I got what? Cheeseburgers for dinner.
Well, which is it? Which is it, huh? One or two?
Three.
You're as bad as Ryan.
I had my leftovers from Armstrong's last night before I came here. So yeah. I'm okay right now.
Armstrong's. How was that? What'd you get there?
Get the chicken.
Penne alla vodka. With grilled chicken.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Did you have a beer with dinner?
No.
Why?
She didn't get anything either.
Wow.
I don't know.
I feel like even if I was 21, I don't know if I get a beer with dinner.
Yeah, no, I didn't get a beer. I just got a water.
I don't every time. I do most of the time.
It depends. It depends, I guess. I'm excited for the driving range.
What time are you guys going?
Probably after this when Packet's back. Oh. It's just us three going.
Well, Connor's playing a game.
I need to go to the gas station and Walmart. I don't have almost any food left.
That's why I went today. I got so much shit.
What are you doing? What, did you get a bunch of food?
Yeah, I got a lot of food.
What do all those buttons do?
These?
Yeah.
The phone, iPod, DJ Mac one is like...
What's DJ Mac?
That's what I use to play music through.
Oh. What's the yellow one?
I don't know.
Does it look cute?
It looks cute, though.
Yeah, it's the only yellow
one. I don't know what these red ones are. Main outs. I don't really know.
Oh, don't touch them. They're scary.
I know.
Well, the whole thing just exploded when you did that.
You're not supposed to touch the knobs.
Yeah,
Joe would get mad at you if he saw you touching that.
The knobs?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know why you would need that many knobs. I feel like that's kind of pointless.
Because it looks professional.
Look how professional the knobs look.
You just look like you know what you're doing back there.
Yeah.
I don't know. DJ.
What are all these? I don't even know.
There's a lot of wires.
Right now, Dunyan rings.
Dunyan rings.
Game of Thrones in 3 days. Three more sleeps.
I bet they all die.
They're all gonna die.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I already know they're all gonna die.
Everyone's no one survives.
No one survives.
But it's
no
going to be who is surviving.
Arya Stark, question. Episode 2, dead.
Yo, that's that real.
That's an April Fool's joke.
What if it isn't?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, what if it isn't? What if she, like, spoiled it, but unspoiled it on purpose, but really it was the real thing? Ooh.
Maybe she actually made a mistake but covered it up with April Fool's.
Whoa.
We don't
Say
know.
Ooh.
We don't know.
Listen, just gotta go with an open mind. I'm not listening to any of these theories.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think everyone's gone except for the dragon. That's it.
No, everyone's one
gone.
Dragon.
Everyone's gone.
One dragon and mommy and daddy.
That's it.
They're gonna make little dragon babies.
Why?
Or, you know, we only really need... Yeah, I was gonna say, we only need one dragon.
The donkey on Shrek.
We need a donkey and a dragon.
Not a cartoon.
And a lot of it's CGI.
Bert, you donkey.
It's half cartoon. It counts.
It's half cartoon, if we're being serious.
Are the characters even real?
No.
A lot of the characters honestly aren't, if you think about the bulk.
In Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the characters in real life?
None of them are real.
Have you seen them in real life?
Have you seen any hockey players in real life? No.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, actually.
I did, yes.
We will
No, you haven't.
You haven't.
Yeah.
They're all fake.
Is Shaq real?
Who knows?
Is Gronk real?
I hope
there's
so.
More than one Shaq.
There's more than one.
There's a lot of
Shaqs. There's Shaq the DJ. There's Shaq the player. There's
Shaq the auto insurance.
The Shaq the guy in the commercial.
The Shaq the hot ones.
He's got a bunch
Shaq the gold bond guy.
Oh.
The Buick. You can't forget about that.
Shaq the Buick.
Shaq the driver.
Shaq the cop.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the video of Shaq doing Lyft?
Shaq the cop.
Shaq the Lyft driver.
Shaq the Lyft driver.
I don't realize
that's
him.
It's Shaq.
It's
yeah,
tall,
I don't know how.
Tall
what
dude.
They put him like dreads on him.
He's probably
like,
the most distinguishable person on earth.
Just listening to him, you can tell it's him.
He's famous and he sticks out like a
sore thumb.
They just
put like a wig on him and like that was it.
Even playing basketball, like he stuck out, I feel like.
How do you not know that that's Shaq? Shaq. Shaq, take me to my location.
You're not getting a nice tip, Shaq. You can afford it.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, boy.
I like all those videos whenever, like, celebrities and, like, athletes and stuff go under, like, undercover. They get, like, dressed up, put on a fake mustache, and they, like, do some regular person job and, like, trick people or whatever.
Listen, there's some athletes.
Listen.
Where if I saw them in real life, it's like a normal person walking down the hall.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know, if I'm being completely honest.
What?
I might think they look kind of like, I feel like I've seen you,
could
but
you,
I couldn't put my
every
finger on
Jets
it.
Player, other than like Sam Darnold.
And Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
I would know Jamal Adams. Jamal
exactly. Adams. You don't
know.
I wouldn't know Jamal Adams.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
But
every
like,
other one?
Yeah, like Zach Aston
just
Reese.
Just like a random.
He walks down the street.
No.
Random guy with brown hair.
I don't even know if I don't even
know
second string.
You only know the big names. Like if it's just a random guy walking by.
If you told me to like if a, like a bunch of the offensive line walked by, I don't know if
I
would know everyone.
I think myself they're really big. That's it.
They definitely yeah they're
a
bunch
that's
of
a
big
dude.
They're beefy.
They're beefy.
No, but you don't know. It's different. Like here though, you can like if someone's on a sports team, you can tell.
They just act a little different.
Yeah.
They
act like they own the place.
Also, they're like seems like they're required to wear all the Under Armour stuff all the time.
Decked
so
out
in
gear.
That's pretty makes it pretty obvious.
I would wear it too.
I would
being completely
it's
honest.
It's free. Yeah, just
oh,
give me that.
Yeah, it's free. There was a kid.
But think of it, you have to wear it all the time.
There's a guy on the football team who one day didn't wear the football shirt, and we all made fun of him the entire time because in class his name was George. He was a freshman. He was a punter, so he was.
George the punter.
George the punter. But we made fun of him. I'm like, George, I didn't realize you weren't on the football team today. It's weird seeing you like this.
Rip.
But, yeah, they definitely act differently.
I'm kind of friends with the one kid on the basketball team now because he's in my one class and he's seen at jailhouse all the time. His name's Phil.
Right.
He looks like ASAP Rocky.
His name's right. Phil.
There's Matty McConnell was at the Zeta formal because he's dating, I guess, a girl on that.
Matty McConnell was at Sheets when me and
yeah,
I went the one time.
Yeah, him and I went, and like he passed by, and I was like, "You look familiar." I thought to myself, "You look familiar." Yeah. I didn't think anything of it, and then Brendan says, "That was Matt McConnell." I was like, "Oh," like I had no clue. He just
made us feel better about getting Sheets a little later.
It was like 12:30 in the morning, and he was there. This was after, wasn't it after a game too?
Yeah, there was a game that night.
Yeah, it was after a game.
I mean, I guess it's probably different. It's definitely different, like big schools. Like if Zion walks around Duke, like he's like a god walking.
Oh yeah, I wonder how that is. Zion walking around Duke.
Do people just like let him pass by, or does everyone talk to him?
Or is everyone gonna ask for an autograph?
I feel like he's always in a group because
he's gonna be in the NBA, probably first second pick. And like,
can he give autographs?
I don't think he can give autographs.
I don't know.
NCAA rules.
I don't know how it works.
I don't think you can.
Because that's where Johnny Manziel got in trouble.
NCAA's not allowed. You don't know how to do anything. If you breathe too loudly.
Because if you give an autograph and
they
sell it, it's your fault.
So maybe he doesn't do that.
So he can't give out autographs.
I always thought you could give autographs, but you just can't.
You can do pictures.
Sell them.
Pictures
you can
take
fine.
A picture.
Yeah, but you can't like do your
But he can't sign the picture
personal,
afterwards or something.
Can't do your personal thing.
Okay.
Can't give an autograph. Can't give shoes or like jerseys or anything.
I wonder how it is for him walking around campus. Classes? No.
No.
No way.
No.
They got people teaching him.
I'm sure he shows up, but...
He shows up every once in a while.
Every once in a while, once a week.
You know, those bigger schools, you don't ever actually have to show up. They don't have an attendance policy.
They don't
policy.
Have attendance policy.
There's just so many people.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Like, oh, the few classes that my professors don't actually take attendance in, I don't go on that often.
No, but I know for
especially
a lot
if
of
you
sports
need to.
Teams... Like some of us, I don't know about every school, but some schools, like, they're required to sit up front. Like, they have to sit up front, and there will be, like, a guy, like,
yeah.
Let's say it's an assistant coach. His job during the day when it's not practice is to go, like, he'll have a list of John's in
to make
room
sure everyone's 302, in class. Yeah.
Brendan's in room 205, so he goes around and makes sure they're in the front seat. And then some athletes, once he saw the guy pass and look at him, make sure he's there, they would just leave.
Yep.
I don't know.
works for me.
I mean, yeah, some of those classrooms are so big. I remember when I went to Penn State, the biggest classroom held, I think, 500 or 600 students alone for one classroom.
Like two tiers and stuff.
There was probably 20-25 rows of chairs, and in each row probably like 30 seats.
That's too many.
It's an amphitheater, basically.
So, like, if you were in the middle for some reason, you're stuck there.
Like, you think Hopwood's big. No, Hopwood's tiny.
That's nuts. Are you, like, allowed to, like, email your professor for, like, questions and stuff?
No. Not your professor.
I think.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. If you have a big class like that, you don't ever talk to your professor.
Like,
ever.
We don't even know what we barely know what a teacher assistant is. But, like, a teacher assistant is, like, that dude grades everything, I think.
Do they, like... Like, in class, like, does the professor, like, take questions from them, or is it just, like, a lecture?
I think it's just a lecture and you listen.
If they probably don't take questions, they'll probably ask someone a question, like, you know, like, they'll, like, point to, like, this, and they'll probably, like, let someone answer it. They probably don't let the students ask a question about it. It's basically, if you don't understand it, figure
it
out.
That sucks. You're in a lecture class. I couldn't do that. I would go nuts.
Yeah, the whole atmosphere is not for me.
No. No.
Which is why, like, I would never want to go to school, like, in Florida, like, UCF or whatever, because I would never go to class. It's warm out. I'm just going to do that the entire time.
I'm
going
to go to the beach.
Yeah. I know, like, and also in UCF, some of the housing things have, like, looks like a hotel kind. It's like a square.
And you have a pool in the middle.
And the pool in the middle. And all the, it's like, think of the Hawaiian Inn, but, like, it was surrounding the pool. So, yeah. Like, you could walk out on your balcony and the pool's right in front of you.
And what is that, like, housing?
That's housing. That's on-campus housing.
Nuts.
Yeah, whatchamacallit, Waterford's got a their own pool.
Yeah.
That, it closes,
I know
Waterford's
like really
a week
strict,
after
though.
You get back to school, and it probably opens, like, I don't know, probably
does
this
Waterford
month
have
sometime.
Their own security?
Waterford?
They just
know.
Have the gate that closed after, like,
okay.
11 o'clock.
I don't know.
Yeah, you have to have, like, a...
You have your
card.
Code
or
call
card,
them card
or something to swipe.
It has to be card because, like, people are out after 11.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then they have their own tanning booths and
well,
stuff.
I think it might be, like, something with your car, I think.
I have no
maybe
idea.
That, maybe it's, like, on the windshield.
Because I know
something.
When I dropped Ladovic off the one time, I couldn't take my car in for some reason. I forget how it works. I don't care that much to remember.
No. I had to pick up Mackenzie there once from her friends, and, like, I'm on the phone with the girl, Lakin, and she's trying to tell me, like, you have to do this, this, and this, and I'm like, just send her out. I'm going to sit here, and she walked out. I wasn't doing that. It's too complicated.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think, like, talk to people, like, do even Duquesne with, like, all the security just to get in the dorms where we could just walk anybody in.
Yeah.
Anyone can come on.
Visiting my sister at Pitt, I had to, like, show them my ID. On the way in and on the way out.
I was with my sister Drexel. And, like, you're not allowed to go. Like, some schools, like, you have to leave your ID at the desk. And then if you're not allowed to stay, like, past 11, like, they'll come knock on the door at 11 o'clock and be like, you have to go now.
I was allowed to stay.
I don't know. I don't know how it is at my sister's school. But that's how it is at Duquesne. That's why I think
Duquesne's
Joey's
nuts.
That's why Joey's girlfriend always comes here, I think. But that sucks. And, like, IEP was like that, too. Like, yo, I had to carry a slip around the entire time.
Like, all we have is just a swipe, and it's like,
all
in,
you have is,
all
right, tell me when you're at the door, I'll come with
yeah,
you.
And, like, if someone else is walking in the door, like a random person, you just follow them in.
Yeah, honestly.
That's what I do at Yorktown.
That's what Joey said. Like, Joey's girlfriend said when they first got on the Lexington the first time, she's like, all right, here's my ID. Who do I give it to? And Joey's like, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't do that here. Nobody cares.
Yeah, like I would go to Yorktown, I would wait by the door until someone let me in. They would, like, just put their hand in front of the door, cause, like, slides, and, like, thanks, and that's it. Like, that was it, because everyone knows, just, like, if someone needs in, they'll just, like, here you go.
You could be, like, an intruder with a gun, but no one cares. That's
the cool. Hope is people are smart enough not to do that.
And the hope
happened.
Is.
It hasn't happened.
The second it happens, though, that's when it gets stricter. But hopefully that's, well, I mean, we'll never deal with it.
All
right, ooh. Done.
It's about that time.
It's 3 o'clock.
All done.
Yeah, I'm skipping class.
Nice. All
right, everyone. This has been the A3 Podcast. And see you next week.